Here's a dance you should know. When the lights are down low, grab your baby then go. I do the huckabuck, I do the huckabuck. If you don't know how to do it, boy, you're out of luck. Push your baby out, then you hunch your back. Start a little movement in your sacroiliac. Wiggle like a snake, waddle like a duck. That's the way you do it when you do the hucklebuck.
Hey, not now. Bet and Steny will tell you when. Hey, girls, start talking.
Hello!
Hello! Wait! Wait! Wait!
Wait, what? Wait, what?
Oh, I thought I hit start. Nope,
oh,
I'm still on 30. You wanna...
Hold on, now I gotta go back.
I've ruined the Hucklebug for everyone.
No,
I'm
all
so
right.
Sorry. We'll okay. Never be back again.
Alright, I've got mine reset. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Are you sure you're ready?
I've got my... cursor right on start. It better work this time.
Okay. All right. I'm ready. Here we go. Okay. Counting down. In 3, 2, 1, go.
And
hello.
There it goes.
Woo. Hello, woo. Everybody.
Hello, Hucklebug Nation.
Welcome to the Hucklebug. I am Steny.
And I'm Bet.
We're Bet and Steny, and this is episode 678 of the Hucklebug.
678.
They go in order, is what they do.
Yeah.
It's a significant number.
But we can't make any jokes about it.
No, it's nothing. We've been looking forward to it for weeks, and it's finally
wait
here.
Wait till 789 comes out. Just seven, wait.
Eight. Yeah. Oh, 789. Oh, my God. 789. Will we still be here? Who knows?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know either, man. Let's start with rips. There were a couple of rips while we were away. Burt Bacharach passed away. The rifle
oh,
age,
man.
What, 92 or something like that? He was
94.
Old.
He was 94. 94.
Hey,
and,
man.
And it just blew my mind
run.
That he was 94. It blew my mind.
It blew my mind that he was still alive.
I always think of Burt as being here and writing those songs.
I know.
With Elvis in the later.
Oh,
year.
Yeah. Grace of My Heart was that
but,
movie,
but
I think.
But let me tell you. Just to have an absolute songwriter of the ages in our lifetime.
And
when
you know,
he passed, I just thought, oh my God, we have lost someone who was a songwriter for our ages.
Yes, for many ages.
Oh, what he did. What
do you have
he
a
did.
Favorite Burt Bacharach tune?
I have. Well, I have my little favorite, which I posted. It's a thing on an album that I heard at a party at my parents' house, instrumental called Bond Street. Which somebody told me sounded like the Benny Hill song, which is true.
Yakety Sax.
Yakety Sax. But my favorite lyrical song and real song of his will always be Always Something There to Remind Me.
That's a good
that
one.
That song is
that
so
is a good
beautiful.
One.
But there are so many others.
I like, I do like Say a Little Prayer. That's the one that I
posted. Oh, Say a Little Prayer.
I don't think you can go wrong with What's New Pussycat. I think that was
oh,
a lot of fun. What's the one you did for
know
the Carpenters?
The
was it?
To San Jose.
The Carpenters one was, is it Top of the World? Is that the one he did? I'm not going to look it up, but anyway. I did really enjoy the movie, I think it's called Grace of My Heart.
Grace of the Heart, yes.
And he and Elvis Costello wrote all the songs in that. God Give Me Strength from that
movie. Man.
Beautiful song. What a beautiful song. Rest in peace, Burt Bacharach. Thank you so much for all the wonderful music you've given
and
us.
And was actually once married to Angie Dickinson, which I didn't know.
I did
until
not know
I learned
that.
Of his passing. And I saw a picture of them together, and I thought, wow, that's the coolest couple of
that's
the
a good, that, yeah, that's
right
a, yeah.
there.
Yep, I would agree. We also lost Richard Belzer.
Yes,
last week, I think.
Yes.
He was a stand-up. I remember him mostly as a stand-up comic.
Well.
His stand-up comic days.
Yes. I
but
remember
of course he was
him.
On Law and Order.
I think I remember him more fondly than you do, Stans.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
well, you may remember him more fondly.
Well, because or I'm just older. Remember him. I'm older than you.
Yeah.
I think the first time I ever saw Richard Belzer was as the MC in a comedy club in the movie Fame.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where he was introducing, I think, Barry Miller.
Yeah.
And had the line, somebody heckled him and he had the line, excuse the fuck out of me. Something like that. That was the, but in the early 80s, maybe 1982, 83, when we very first got cable, there used to be a show, and I have no idea what cable channel it was on, but it was the Richard Belzer show. And he came out and he did some comedy. He did some stand-up. And then they called Pete. People called in, and he talked to them on the phone. And I just loved him from that. And then, all those years later, he was Munch.
Yep. Detective Munch on Special Victims
Detective
Unit.
Munch. And, you know, it's to me, it's the funniest thing that people loved him as Munch so much that everybody who had a TV show wanted him on their show as Munch. If you go to his IMDb.
That's true. He did a lot of crossovers, didn't he?
He was on so many TV shows as
basically
Munch.
Basically any TV show that took place in New York City. Right. There he was. There's Detective Munch.
But I adored him as Munch.
Too young to die, I think. Wasn't he only, he was 76,
I think it was 78. I think it was 78.
It still feels a tad young to die.
Yeah.
But yeah, rest in peace, Richard Belzer. Yeah. Sad news. And those are our rips this week.
Yeah.
I don't know. We might have missed a couple, but we were away. What do you want us to do? What do you want to do? We will get now to your shout outs, and there's lots of them. Thank you. Appreciate that. It's nice to come back to that. I believe we're starting on Facebook under the episode. Is that
on the episode? I'm a potato. Eat
we me. Have a we have a shout out for Kelly with an I.
With an I.
I guess
this is for you, so go ahead.
I guess I'll take it. She says, thanks for the French horn joke, Stenny. You are welcome. That Deep Space Nine documentary sounds cool. I really enjoyed it. Again, you know, if you're not a fan of Star Trek, it's probably not going to be up your alley. But although, Bet, I still think you have that fondness for wanting to be in a room when they work it up. And you can do that in this movie because they write an episode together and it's kind of fun. And what I didn't mention, by the way, about that is that as they're writing it out, you know, they've got like a big whiteboard and they're putting ideas and stuff on it. But they animate it so that you can kind of see it happening, which is kind of cool. Anyway, Kelly with an IE says, I'm isolating in the basement with COVID.
Kelly,
so I may look for it this weekend. I'm so sorry. I hope your COVID is only as bad as my COVID was, which was just sniffles. I hope that you're merely contagious, but not actually sick. I'm so sorry. Send E good luck for his final two auditions in San Francisco tomorrow and in New York Friday.
And in New York.
Good luck, Urban the
Cute.
And send us good luck that Kevin doesn't get sick and I'm not contagious Thursday, so I can go to New York with E.
Yes!
Oh my goodness, I hope so. Goodness. Please, 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 please.
All
I hope
that
you're feeling
boy
well.
And his talent.
I hope that your basement is nicely furnished as well, because I'm just picturing the basement in the house that I grew up in, which is dank and dark and, you know, cobwebby and the radiator
like
was down
cage.
There. Yeah, that's what I hope too. I hope you at least have a comfy spot to sleep and stuff. Get better soon, Kelly with an IE.
Yes.
Let us move up here. We have some
to
shout-outs under the missive.
First one is from Dishy One.
Dishy One! You're so dishy.
You probably think this about you.
I forgot the words.
And it is.
It's
been a while. I understand. She says, I'm all caught up, and she's all caught up. My God. And boy, have I missed a lot. Catch me up. What's going on, ladies?
You just got caught up.
You should know what's going on.
Yeah, you probably know what's going on better than we do.
How's it hanging, and how's tricks?
Tricks are for kids.
I know that.
Not
for rabbits.
Well, we'll be telling
you. If you think tricks are for rabbits, you are wrong.
You know, I remember when, well, maybe you don't because you're slightly older than me, but when I was a young kid, they did a contest or something, a poll, basically, on television, and kids could I think we could call in, and it was probably a toll call, so I don't think I was able to vote. But and it went on for weeks, and it was they were asking whether or not the rabbit should get to have a bowl of tricks.
I think, and of course, kind of remember that.
Overwhelmingly, everybody said, yeah, give him a bowl of tricks. Why? Yeah. Can't, what, that's, it's ridiculous,
as a kid,
of course.
You're old to watch cartoons. I think I remember
that. Yeah. And so, and then he got to have a bowl of tricks, and then that was the end of it. And then the commercials continued. But so, yeah, well, things are going well, Dishy. Thank you for checking in.
Good. Thank you for catching up, man.
My goodness. It's never, just so everybody knows, it's never necessary to catch up. You can feel free to skip episodes and just jump back in.
We're not sequential. You can just hit this, hit that.
This is not Downton Abbey. Yeah. You're not going to miss what's going on. It's really not Downton Abbey in many ways.
But thank you, Dishy One.
Thank you, Dishy One. It's good to hear from you again. And our final shout out on Facebook.
Oh,
it's
for
moron.com. Kelly with a Y.
Oh, my God. I've been thinking about this all week.
Kelly with a Y says, hi from a rain, hail, snow-soaked Los Angeles.
I just can't even believe it.
I can't either. Oh my God, they must be driving like crazy people down there. Well, how are the roads, Kelly with a Y?
Oh man, just saw the video. Nature's fest right now.
I have seen no people. Well, you know, we've killed the earth. It's
we've killed the earth.
It's really
right.
Just a matter of, it's in its death throes. It's really just a matter of time.
Oh man.
Well, stay warm and dry, Kelly with a Y.
Please take care of yourself, Kelly with a Y.
Yes, indeed. And our final shout out this week is over on hucklebug.com.
Come.
From Tina, and I can't remember what her song was.
I can't remember either.
You know, we don't know your song, but
stand in the place where you live.
Oh, that's it. That's it.
Now leave us a comment. North. Yeah.
Okay. You, I guess.
She says,
lots of it.
Hi, ladies. Loved your podcast.
Thanks.
Loving the film section, but I can't say I watch TV hardly at all.
You're missing out. There's some good shit on TV.
There really is, Tina.
Yep.
We are huge fans of Woody Harrelson in our house and loved Three Billboards. So we'll give your Seven Psychopaths a go.
Oh, it's very good.
Which I need to do as well.
Yeah.
Also lived Banshees of Inisherin.
I think that's loved. Probably loved Banshees of Inisherin.
Well, loved and lived because she lived in Ireland for a while.
Because she did live in Ireland.
And yes, Bet, you're right. It's the most Irish film you will see from living in Ireland for 7 years. Totally get it. As for All Quiet on the Western Front, as Kate Winslet said in The Holiday, it's brilliant but brutal. That's okay.
Yeah.
As for Screen Dads,
I was going to say Saving Private Ryan.
Exactly.
Brilliant but brutal.
She says, as for Screen Dads, being a huge Harry Potter fan, I know it's film, but I go with Arthur Weasley.
Good old Arthur.
You can't
Weasley.
Protect your kids from everything, even the Dark Lord. A great feel good.
It's true, but I will say this about Arthur Weasley. By the end of the books, aren't half his kids dead? I mean, he loses a bunch along the way.
Or am I wrong?
Maybe it's just two. You know what? Yeah. Maybe it's just two. Anyway, go on.
She says, a great feel-good film I saw this week on Netflix was Bank of Dave. If you like British film, and I do, give this a go. I could not get Marcel the Shell, but the trailer looked wonderful.
Keep looking for it. I hope you get it.
Please, everybody, keep looking for Marcel the Shell.
I sent Bette a picture. I sent Bette a picture of Marcel the Shell on the red carpet at the BAFTAs. It's the cutest fucking thing.
And let me tell you, I took this picture on my phone out and showed, Pat, my sister Pat, loves Marcel, and she's never seen it. She just loves the idea of it.
Yeah.
And I said, Pat, this is the reason you got to see Marcel the Shell. And she
It's so cute. It's so cute.
He's got a little top hat on.
Yeah, it's adorable.
As for band, I'm with Bette. I go with Squeeze, but I get BTS too. I kind of don't remember that conversation.
It was who is a modern day Beatles, and I'm just going to say again for the record that Squeeze is not modern day. But you know, I get where you guys are coming from
to this old person.
I know. I get where you guys are coming from. They're clearly very heavily influenced by the Beatles, and they make wonderful Beatles-esque music. But
and I kind of like this. If I were a food, I'd be a coconut. Invincible to crack and living high up in a tree looking over the ocean.
I like that. But sweet inside.
Oh, yeah. But very sweet.
Yeah, how about that?
Sweet inside, Tina.
I don't even know you, but I'm just going to guess.
Oh, gonna guess she
you're
is.
Sweet inside, because if thank you're a friend you, of Beth, you got to be. All right. Well, you guys, thank you for your shout outs this week. We really appreciate those.
Thank you.
All right, let's keep on moving here. Beth's got some movies.
I got two movies.
I think we're going to run long this week, you guys, and we're just going to say that now. It's fine.
I was hoping I'd only have one, but I have two.
Don't worry about it. Have as many movies as you want. It's been 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. The one before, the first week you were off, and both of mine watched on Saturday morning. And what do you do on Saturday morning? You watch cartoons, okay?
Oh, sure. Okay.
So the first one, a couple of weeks ago, I felt I had to because, you know, I love Marcel the Shell. And I know he's going to lose. So aww. I felt like I needed to watch this. And it was Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio.
Pinocchio, right.
Yeah. Which is also stop motion photography. And God love him for that.
Yeah.
And I'm not a fan of his movies.
Oh, but I love Guillermo del Toro.
I'm not okay. a fan of his.
That's all right.
Different but different I have to fans. Say that this movie was so well made. Just really well made. But I didn't really enjoy it.
Oh, and the reason...
Well,
Saving Private Ryan. Really well made. I didn't really enjoy it.
Right. Exactly. But the reason I didn't really enjoy it didn't really have much to do with him. Mm-hmm. In fact, the beginning of his movie was Geppetto and his real son, his real little boy. Mm. Who was killed by a bomb in World War One? And the whole
take.
I could have watched a whole movie about him and his real son.
Yeah.
But of course his real son was dead and then he made Pinocchio. And right. Here's the reason I don't like this movie.
Okay.
I hate Pinocchio.
Pinocchio is a dumb little shit, really.
Exactly. I hated the Disney version of Pinocchio.
Yep.
He's a brat who lies and gets everything wrong.
And he gets away with all of it.
Exactly.
And then he gets to become a real boy anyway.
And he gets his dad into this awful place because the cricket says, oh, you have to love your son. You know, there's a place in this movie where Geppetto says, oh, you're a burden to me. And the cricket goes, no, he's not a burden. Yes, he is.
He's
a lying
he's a
little shit that you didn't want any part of.
Right.
You know, so.
Punk-ass bitch. Fuck Pinocchio.
Exactly. So it's a well-made movie.
Okay.
And I know it will win over Marcel. And then.
Not necessarily.
Thinking,
we don't know anything.
Well,
nothing
then
is known.
I got to thinking about. There's the wild card, the other nominated animated movie, which I also didn't like, which is Pixar's Turning Red. That
oh,
might
I didn't
win
see Turning Red.
The whole schmear.
Good. You never know.
But maybe Del Toro and Turning Red will
maybe they'll
split
the vote
and Marcel
will, come
will
right
win.
In there. You never know.
But,
you never know.
But that, you know, that's the thing. A well-made movie, just not my cup of cheese.
All right. Not your cup of cheese. All
okay,
right.
But this past weekend,
uh-huh.
on another Saturday morning, you got to watch cartoons.
More cartoons.
I went to Netflix, and I saw something that I had passed before because it was I had to pay for it. But now it's on Netflix. And it was Minions.
Uh-huh.
The Rise of Gru.
Ah, right.
Yeah, and you know, I watched Despicable Me 2.
Right.
And I love Gru. I just love Steve Carell.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's still Steve Carell, right?
Yes. Okay. And I love the Minions because they're, you know, just little Minions and they do things like, potato, but, you know. And so this is a story of Gru when he was 11 and a half years old. And all he wanted, you know, in school was to grow up to be a supervillain.
Right.
And the thing of it is that when he was 11 and a half years old, his heroes were the Vicious Six, which were the best supervillains in the world.
Mm.
And the supervillains of the Vicious Six were Belle, Belle Bottom.
Okay, Belle
which
Bottom.
Is a black girl with a big afro.
Uh-huh.
Jean-Claude.
Okay.
Which was a Frenchman with a big lobster claw on the end of his head.
Oh, I like that.
A Swedish villain called Vengeance.
Ooh, I love Svengeance. That's amazing.
And an elderly sister in her habit with the Japanese weapons called Nunchuck.
Nunchuck. All right. Yeah, Nunchuck. Yeah, that's a little bit Svengeance. That's fucking brilliant. Yes, I love
and
that.
All of the 1976 references are so funny. Parents taking their kids out to see this movie. Well, actually, grandparents.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Taking their
not
grandkids
parents.
Out to see this movie would have to laugh for a fairly well. But the reason I watched it is because his favorite villain was a guy called Wild Knuckles, who is voiced by no less a person than Alan Arkin. And the thing of it is, it just makes my heart grow that Gru is enamored and his hero is Wild Knuckles, which of course Steve Carell's hero is Alan Arkin.
Yes. Well, and they worked together on Get Smart too, didn't they?
And they've worked together so many times and they love each other. But the pop culture references are just amazing. And you know, I often, when I watch, like, especially kids' movies, I think, oh, they could have cut an hour out of this. There's too much. And it just works. It just works. It's a sweet movie. Total thumbs up for The Rise of Gru.
The Rise of Gru.
And Gru as a little kid is just as creepy as Gru as a grown-up.
Well, good.
But he's still sweet because that's Gru.
Well, yeah, that's Gru for you. I didn't watch any movies while I was away. I felt like, I don't know. I never felt like committing to an entire movie.
Well, you know, when I'm away from you, what do I do? I watch.
No, I know. That's good. But I do have a binge watch. And in fact, it turned into kind of an in-depth binge watch, as a matter of fact. So it started with, of course, I was at my sister's. And she has Netflix, so I'm like, all right, let's take advantage of Netflix. Although I did watch The Great British Bake Off. Got caught up on that because I think I watched the first two episodes when I was there last time, but it was in progress when I was there last time, and I thought, well, I don't want to get involved and not be able to see the ending, I'm going to stop. So I did catch up on that, and I watched a little bit of Junior Bake Off as well, but that's not my binge watch.
Okay.
So I was trying to figure out, so what should be my binge? What should I watch on Netflix? And I didn't want to go seeking recommendations. I just wanted to kind of feel it out. And the night that I was thinking about it, both Dennis and Mr. Middlebrow posted something on their Facebook pages about having seen this show. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to check it out. It's called Kunk on Earth. And it is, it's English. And it's a woman presenter whose name is Philomena Kunk.
I see that on my
it's
Facebook
fictional.
Feed.
Yes, it's a fictional character. The actress playing Philomena Kunk is named Diane Morgan. So it's satire, really. It's a satire of like these big sweeping historical documentaries about, you know, about the rise of man and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. I thought it was going to be kind of a crime thing. Okay.
No, it's not. It's a mockumentary, and it's in five parts. It's on Netflix, and it starts with early ancient civilizations. And the thing is that I watch a good deal of these shows. I watch a good deal of these, you know, actual documentaries about ancient civilizations and stuff. So it's from the perspective of that, it's really well done. They show her, you know, walking along and looking at ruins and things. And she even does a whole thing in the, does she actually? Well, like I said, I got in depth on this. Kunk on Earth is five episodes, and I watched all five and enjoyed them a lot. The satire is very sharp. It's very funny. Okay. I know they're each about 45 minutes. But then when it was over, it kind of left me wanting more. So I went and did a little bit of YouTube searching for Philomena Kunk. And what I found is that originally the character of Philomena Kunk and doing these little mockumentaries started on the BBC. I don't know on what show, but she would just do like a 3 or 4 minute segment where she goes and talks to, some smart guy about Shakespeare or whatever. And, you know, she always starts the interviews by going, "Who are you?" And so I watched those were called Moments of Wonder. So I watched as many of those 3 and 4 minute Moments of Wonders that I could find. And then she had also done a series called Kunk on Britain, which is sort of a smaller scale version of Kunk on Earth. So I watched all of those as well as five of those as well. And those are about half hour. And those are all on YouTube. So, I mean, I'm up to date now, man, on all the Philomena Kunk stuff.
Well,
it's
that I see that on my feed,
check it out. Check it out. See if it's for you. I mean, I think there were a couple of times in Kunk on Earth where I felt like all right, you've gone past the joke now. You know, like it's like she said a joke and then she's added a sentence to the joke and another sentence and another sentence. And sometimes it comes around and it's funny again. And other times you're like, all right, you've killed that one. But for the most part, it's very, the satire is sharp enough that you go, ouch, you know, jokes about slavery and stuff. But it's really good. I strongly recommend Kunk on Earth, which is on Netflix. And if you don't have Netflix, then, you know, go to YouTube and look for Moments of Wonder with Philomena Kunk and Kunk on Britain, because those are all on YouTube and you can watch those for free.
Yes.
It's good stuff. Thumbs up. Big thumbs up. I really enjoyed it. I'm actually disappointed now that I've run out. I kind of hope that she does like a Kunk on America. That would be great.
Oh, wow.
All right. Let's keep moving on with the show here. You've got a leisurely watch.
It's not a binge watch. It's a leisurely watch.
Take your time with it. Watch.
But I have to tell you, Stens, you were the first.
Me? I was the first.
And for some reason, I just didn't do it. But in the past couple of weeks, my sister came out. We went to work. And she said, "Bet, I got to tell you, she has this cable channel on her DirecTV that I don't get called the Access Channel." And she said, "I have discovered a show that is so wonderful. You just wouldn't even believe it." And I said, okay, what is it? And she said, "Well, it's just a show. It's called Hot Ones."
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And she said, it's a show where celebrities eat
with
hot wings.
With hot questions and even hotter wings.
And I said, "Are you kidding me?" My friend Heidi adores the show. She's told me about it forever. And she said, "Well, I think the first night she watched Scarlett Johansson and maybe Seth Rogen." And I said, "Oh, Stenny," of course I don't call you Stenny. Heidi adores the show. And she's told me about Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum was the first one that I saw. Paul Rudd is really good.
Well, then she came out like the next night and said, "Oh, well, I saw Jeff Goldblum."
We're out of time.
And she said, "He is the most wonderful man ever."
Oh yeah, he's amazing, and that's a great interview with him.
And then she said, "You know, I said, well, I gotta go to YouTube. I've got to do Heidi and my sister proud."
That's right.
So I've been going out, you know, every night for a couple of episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So far, I've seen Scarlett Johansson, which was her favorite, Will Ferrell, Matt Damon. His is great.
It's very good.
But Jeff Goldblum, wonderful. Paul Rudd.
Okay, yeah.
And
she
told me I had to watch this one later, and I just did last night. Henry Rollins of Black Flag.
I'm not sure I've seen the Henry Rollins one. I better look
go watch the Henry Rollins.
There are
then
lots
she
ones
did.
I haven't seen.
She said Gordon Ramsay, and apparently she didn't know that Gordon Ramsay cusses a lot. But apparently on this one he cusses
way.
Spare the. She never watched Kitchen Nightmares.
I was gonna say it's like he's famous for that. That's kind of the
leading
feature.
I love Hot Ones, but the thing I love so much about Hot Ones is Sean, the host.
Yes, yes.
Because
that's
while these people are eating these hot wings, he is asking the most wonderful, insightful, intelligent questions.
Yes, he's the best interviewer working today.
Exactly. He's
100% believe that.
Doing interviews with people who could have been bombed out of their life on alcohol, but they're bombed out of their life on hot sauce.
Right, exactly.
I love Hot Ones.
It's wonderful. Good, good, good. Oh, I'm so glad. Well, thank you for joining us here at Hot Ones.
And I'm sure tonight I'll go out and watch some more.
Watch some more tonight for sure. You know, I found that a lot of times it's even fun to watch the ones where, like, I don't know who the person is. I'm like, I have no idea who that is, but I'm going to watch it anyway. There's a few early on, especially, where people just don't make it through.
Oh.
Ricky Gervais is one of those.
I'll have to watch Ricky Gervais.
Yeah, the Ricky Gervais one is good. I mean, you know, he does the full interview. He just he taps out. About halfway through, he's just like, no, it's too much. I'm not going to do anymore. Who else? Paul Rudd and Jeff Goldblum are my two favorites, but there's Alton Brown. That's a good one.
Oh, I don't like Alton Brown. So me.
What?
I don't like his food TV show.
You don't like his shtick. Well, no. I mean, you know, this is just an interview, you know, so it isn't, it's not really the same stuff. But anyway, it's everybody check out Hot Ones. And
Hot Ones is a good ride, people.
I love Sean Evans. There's only one that I didn't get through, and that was like, I think it was one of the Kardashians or something.
I wouldn't watch that.
No. But yeah, check it out. It's the show with hot questions and even hotter wings.
Yes.
And it does make me want to try some of the sauces.
You know, I love hot. But I love hot as a flavor.
Yeah.
I don't love hot for hot.
I don't
sake.
Want the bomb. Yeah.
So,
I don't want the bomb.
You know, eating some of those wings, I think you couldn't ask me nothing that I could answer.
They're good, though. Enjoy them. Yeah. I mean, you know, the best way to start with Hot Ones is just go through the archives and pick out the ones with people that you know and love.
That you like.
Start with the people that you know and love. With me, it all started with Jeff Goldblum. I don't remember. Somebody shared it on Facebook. And I was like, well, I like Jeff Goldblum. Maybe I'll watch this. Interesting. And it was amazing. And then I just went down the rabbit hole.
Yes.
Good stuff. All right, let's move on here. I have a mom
you
recap.
You have a mom recap.
I'm not going to get too in-depth on this. You know, mom's starting to decline a little bit, you guys. There was one time when she wasn't sure who I was. That's going to be happening more.
Right.
And, you know, it's just not a fun thing to look forward to.
I'm so sorry, Steve.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it fucking is what it is.
It sucks. You
know? It does suck. It does suck. It really sucks. It sucks. And, you know, a lot of stuff that she's sad about there isn't anything you can say other than, I know, Mom, it sucks. I'm sorry.
Hold her hand. Hold her hand.
Well, we're not even at the, you know, we're not at the stage where she's just sitting there and drooling or anything yet, but.
But hold her hand and say, I know, Mom. I know.
Yeah, exactly. I know, Mom, it sucks. I agree with you. It sucks. But we had a nice time together. You know what? One upside I think is that we don't fight nearly as much as we used to. You know, and I think that's because my expectations have changed. You know, I can't get angry at her.
Yeah, get the fighting right out of your lives.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's just it's pointless to get angry at somebody who literally doesn't know what they're saying. So, you know, I think that kind of tempers my expectations. And. But we had a nice, we didn't do anything big or crazy. We went for walks every day with the dog. We went for a hike one day in the woods. We did a little birding.
She can still get out and walk a lot?
Oh, yeah. She's very active.
Good.
She's a little too active, if you ask me. The main problem is she can't fucking sit still. But, and that's difficult because it's hard to give her stuff to do. And she's like, well, I'm going for a walk. And you're like, okay, I hope you make it back. But we had a good time.
And you gave your sis some time off.
My sister got a break. She got to go. We joked that we traded parents because she went out and spent some time with dad.
Oh.
And interestingly, she came back and it sounds like Stacy thinks dad is harder than mom. Which is interesting to me because I think mom is harder than dad. So maybe, you know, maybe it's kind of right the way we have things now. I find dad pretty easy.
Yeah.
I mean, he is a cranky old bastard, of course, but, you know, again, tempering your expectations.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I'd be cranky too if I was 86 and could barely walk and couldn't see anything, you know? So, but yeah, she and Steve, my brother-in-law, they had a nice 10-day trip away and
nice.
And got to go.
You're a good girl, Stan.
Well, I do my best. I do my best. Let's move on to you rules, shall we? And then we'll knock this one in the head for the week.
U rule, and it's a late breaking U rule.
A late breaking rule
about this.
No, Beth had some news at the top of the show that she wouldn't tell me because she said it was a new rule. So tell it.
Well, about noon today,
uh-huh.
My phone rang. Looked at it and said, "Oh, okay." Picked it up. Said, "It was the first words I'd spoken."
Oh, yes.
Of the morning. I said,
uh-huh.
"Hello." And she said, "Did you just wake up?" And I said, "No, I've been awake. It was my wonderful cousin Terry."
Yay!
Here we come, leaving us a comment. And she said, "I was just thinking I would come and visit you today and bring you lunch. What would you like? Do you want to meet somewhere for lunch or do you want me to just bring it into the house?" And I was thinking, I'm already dressed, but I don't really want to go out. It's cold and rainy.
Yeah.
Could you bring something here? And she said, I'll bring anything you like. And so she brought me lunch. I wanted the border scramble from Bob Evans, which is like a Mexican scrambled egg with jalapenos and sour cream. And she called me back and said, I think you're wrong about that. They don't have it anymore.
Oh, no.
And I said, no, I know they have it. That's what I have every time I go there. And
it's on the secret menu.
I looked down and no, they've taken that off the menu. The one thing I love about Bob Evans is gone. And I said, okay, well, I found this one, a chopped steak with gravy and mushroom and onions and mashed potatoes and broccoli.
Wow, yum, 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 yum.
I said, if you could do that, that would be fantastic. She said, I'll be right there. She came in, brought us lunch. Of course, Milo, jerk that he is, just all over her.
Well, he loves her.
He loves her so much, but she was... She has a grandson who is in the hospital having had heart surgery.
Yes,
She was looking at the feed on her phone. Mm-hmm. And the whole time she was doing that, Milo was behind her going, boo, boo, trying to knock her down, you know. But he finally became a real dog, and he was okay. And we had the best lunch and the best talks. And my God, I love this girl so much. She is our third sister, and I love her so much. And that she decided to give me a birthday and come out here. Aww. She rules unconditionally forever. Thank you, Terry.
Terry, you rule. Cousin Jacob.
And she left just in time for me to come out here and leave the missive. And you know, she knew what was going on.
That's right. Good timing. Good timing. That's
love you, Terry. Mwah!
I dig it. I dig it. I have a you rule this week, and I don't know this person's name, so I'm just going to call him Mr. Kaleidoscope. or Kaleidoscope Guy. I guess Kaleidoscope Guy is what I will call him. There's a little bit of background on this and a bit of a story, so I apologize if it's
okay.
A little lengthy.
No, take your time.
The backstory is that my mom used to collect kaleidoscopes. She doesn't really collect them anymore, but she does still have quite a few.
Oh, I love kaleidoscopes.
And I feel like she started doing this when I was probably in high school. And, you know, she had like, you know, the kind of cheapo plastic ones that, uh-huh. you know, that kids, you know, the toy ones that kids have. But she also had all these like really beautiful, like carved wood, like some of them.
Oh, my gosh.
Some of them were just, you know, some of them we weren't allowed to touch. Let me just put it that way. Some of them we were not allowed to touch.
This is my kaleidoscope.
And, don't you get, you know, she was worried that we would get our fingerprints on them or whatever. But she still has several of them. I think a good deal of them now are probably in storage, but she still has several around. Oh. And she's always really liked them. So that's the backstory. So this you rule comes via my Aunt Margie, who's my mom's younger sister. My Aunt Margie and her husband Doc were out to breakfast, I think, at their favorite restaurant, a place that they go to very frequently. And in the booth next to them, there was this guy messing around with a kaleidoscope. And so they strike up a conversation with him, and it turns out that he makes kaleidoscopes. Oh. And so Margie tells him, oh, my sister collects kaleidoscopes. She loves them so much, you know, and they're all very interested in it. And Doc's asking them, how do you make them and stuff? And they're looking at them and looking through. And so, you know, they make a nice little connection over kaleidoscopes. And Margie tells him, oh, my sister, I don't know if she got into like details about my mom or anything like that, but she said, oh, my sister loves kaleidoscopes and she collects them. And, you know, this is beautiful and whatever. So the next time Margie and Doc go into the restaurant, the waitress seats them down and brings them a kaleidoscope and says, this is for your sister. The kaleidoscope guy made it for her.
Oh, my God.
He made it for her and then went by to the restaurant and said, the next time they come in, give it to them. And
the kindness of people.
The kindness of strangers, right?
Oh, my God.
He refused to accept any payment, naturally. But Doc is going to make him a didgeridoo. Doc makes didgeridoos. How many people do you know who makes didgeridoos? Nobody.
I know no one who makes didgeridoos.
Doc is going to make this guy a didgeridoo as a thank you. So, you know, everybody gets something. It's just lovely. So, yeah, while I was there, that package arrived from Aunt Margie. And the nice thing about the story, too, is that, you know, it was in a letter from Aunt Margie. And that's the kind of thing that you can read to mom every day. And every day it makes her happy because she doesn't remember it from the day before.
It's new. It's new. Yep, it's always new.
Exactly. So it's lovely. And the kaleidoscope guy rules. Thank you, kaleidoscope guy.
Oh, what a beautiful story, Stan.
You've made my mom happy over and over and over again. It's really nice. So that's my
Oh, that's wonderful.
Isn't that nice? It's a lovely thing.
Yes.
So that is our show, you guys. That's our show this week.
It's our show.
I think it's a pretty good one. It's not a bad one for 6, 7, 8. I think we did all right.
Yeah.
You know, I just learned, first of all, tomorrow is Bette's birthday, you guys. Happy birthday, Bette.
Thank you.
That's not what
Thank
I just
you.
Learned. I
well,
knew that.
I had my first birthday surprise today from Terry.
From Terry, which is nice. And then Kelly with a Y, her birthday is Monday, I think it is.
Yes!
That's coming right up also. So happy birthday
in advance. We're all
together. Kelly with a Y.
My
and
friend
I think,
Karen's birthday.
If I'm not mistaken, the Pete's is coming
today.
Up also. Right? Oh. Isn't the Pete like March 1st or something like that? Mm. Siskita set me straight. I feel like
I'll see you on Facebook.
I seem to recall that that the three of you are all kind of bundled up together, but I may be wrong. The thing that I just learned is a thing from 2020, so you know it's old news. But okay. Apparently, the Library of Congress is now archiving podcasts in addition to books and movies and so forth. So I think we probably bet you and I should try and go through and maybe pick out a best episode to send them to keep on file.
Okay, I think that might be the Sex Lives of TV Stars.
Sex Lives of TV Characters. Listeners, if you want to...
Your amusement park for Bet and Stanny.
Oh, the amusement park is a good one, too.
I feel like our
100th episode was a pretty good one, and also... The last episode of George Bush's presidency, I seem to recall, was a pretty good one as well. So there's some good ones. But listeners, feel free to weigh in and let us know which episode or episodes we should send to the Library of Congress to keep on file.
If you remember for future any generations. Of them.
Yeah, if you can remember any of them. And that's it, I think, for this week's show.
Yeah.
We will be back next week, though. We're going to be going strong for March is my plan. Currently, I have no plans to leave for March, but we'll see. Dad's got an eye doctor appointment coming up. I am expecting him to get a ride with a friend for that.
Yes.
Or knowing Dad, just cancel the appointment and go, fuck it, I don't need to go. We'll see. If I'm not planning to go. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. You never know.
Yeah.
Anyways, until next week, guys, thank you for listening. Thanks for tuning in.
Oh, thanks for being with us.
We appreciate you, as always. Till next week, I am Stenny.
And I'm Bet.
We're Bet and Stenny, and you've been listening to The Hucklebug. Goodbye, everybody. Bye.
Bye. We love you.
That's the way you do it when you do The Hucklebug.
Crucifixion's a doddle. Stop saying that.